It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
We're studying in the book of John, and we're in chapter 1. And so far in chapter 1, we've been introduced to the Word. The Bible says in verse 1, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and He was God. We also read how the Word was the light of the world, the Word was life, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among John and the apostles, the other apostles. They saw the Word. They saw Jesus Christ. And we keep reading, and we're introduced to a man by the name of John. This is John the Baptist. He came to be a witness of Jesus Christ. He came, and he was asked if he was the Christ, and he said, I'm not Christ. I'm not the Messiah, but he's coming, and he's here already. Well, we keep reading, and we find out that John baptized Jesus Christ. When he baptized him, the Spirit descended as a dove and lighted upon Jesus Christ. And John recognized Jesus Christ as the Messiah. I believe he knew him before he ever baptized him. But that was a confirmation that this was Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Messiah. Because God had spoken to John and gave him this information that when he saw the Spirit coming down, this was Jesus Christ, the Spirit would come over, and he would confirm that he was the one sent from God. Well, John baptized him, and then there were two disciples of John who John looked at and said, behold, the Lamb of God takes away the sin of the world. Well, these two disciples, they decided to follow Jesus, and they went and they followed him, and they asked him, where are you dwelling? And he told them, he says, come and see. And so they went to see where he lived, where he was where he would rest. And the Bible tells us that once again, it was getting late. So they stayed with Jesus. And we pick up here in verse 38. And we go back there and we read, then Jesus turned and saw them. That was the two disciples of John. And saith unto them, what seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master. Where dwellest thou? He saith unto them, come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. It's getting late. And as I study, I find that this is about 2 hours before night. Verse 40 says, and one of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted, the Christ. Well, I said once before that these two who had followed Jesus and gone to be with him, that John told them, he said, behold, the Lamb of God. Well, they went with Jesus. These two would become apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ. So once again, we read here that how one of the two heard John speak and followed him, and he followed Jesus, was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. And it says in verse 41, he first findeth his own brother Simon and saith unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. He was a witness for the Lord already. He had met the Lord. Something changed. And when we get saved, when we are on our way to heaven, when Jesus Christ has saved us from a devil's hell, we too, like Andrew, we too need to find those individuals who need Jesus Christ and share with them and tell them, I have found the Messiah. I have found Jesus Christ. He is my Savior, and I want to introduce him to you. We need to tell people about the saving power of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, notice verse 42 of John 1 now. It says, and he brought him to Jesus. Andrew brought his brother to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. Well, we know that Simon Peter later on would be an apostle as well. And as they followed Jesus, they watched him and they learned, they realized that he was God in the flesh. Verse 43 says, the day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip and saith unto him, follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. And Philip findeth Nathanael. Now notice these men, when they got saved, they found other individuals. They wanted to introduce them to Jesus Christ, the Savior. And once again, we need to do the same thing. We need to get excited about our Lord, and we need to be willing to introduce other people, not only our relatives, not only our loved ones, but people that we've never met before. We need to be willing to introduce them to Jesus Christ. Verse 45, Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Now, if we go back and we study how that the Levites and the priests came to John, and they wanted to know if he was the Messiah, they wanted to know if he was the one, they really just wanted to know who he was and what authority he had of doing what he was doing. Well, I had these people, the Levites, the priests, and the Pharisees who had sent the Levites and priests to question John, had they been versed in the Old Testament, had they listened to God, they would have known that Jesus was coming. They would have known that John the Baptist was bearing record, a witness of Jesus Christ. But yet, their eyes were blinded. They refused to see. But these people, as we're reading about here, these men who had followed Jesus, they saw him for who he was. They realized he was the Son of God. He was the Savior of the world. Verse 46 of John 1 says, and Nathanael said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, come and see. Well, Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith of him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Well, Nathanael saith unto him, whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Well, how did Jesus do that? Jesus was God. Jesus knows all. He knows all about you. He knows all about me. He knew us before we were even born, the Bible says. So therefore, we need to be worshiping our Savior, Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Verse 49 goes on to say, Nathanael answered and saith unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel. These men were following Jesus Christ. They saw him for who he was. They realized that he was the Son of God, that he was the Savior of the world. He was the light of the world. He was life for man to have eternal life. Verse 50 of John 1 says, Jesus answered and said unto him, because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he saith unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter you shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Later on, we'll discover, as we read the scriptures, how that truly they did see this, how that the angels of God came and ministered. Now, might I back up just a little here and say that when John baptized Jesus, Jesus was not made God at that point. Jesus was not made the Savior at that point. Jesus has always been Jesus, as we know. Once again, he's always been God. But the Bible says that Mary was his mother. The Holy Spirit overshadowed her, and she conceived. And she conceived of the Holy One, Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that his name would be Jesus because he would save his people. The Bible tells us that he would be he is Emmanuel. And it's interpreted, God with us. So I remind you that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and that flesh who dwelt among John and the other apostles and the people of that time, Jesus Christ is the Messiah. And these men who followed him, they recognized that. John the Baptist was an important person, but Jesus Christ was more important. As we keep reading, we understand that as that Spirit came upon Jesus Christ, as that Spirit came down, it was a type of recognition that this man standing in that water being baptized was the Son of God, was the Messiah. And might I say that when that took place, it was as if God had sanctioned him in front of these people who were standing by. Jesus Christ was sanctioned. And from that point on, we see how that Jesus Christ's ministry was done throughout that time that he lived. His ministry started at that point. And we're going to read more about that now as we get into chapter 2 and we keep reading. Chapter 2 of John says, "And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there." Now you've probably read about this, about the marriage, about Jesus turning the water into wine. And we're going to read about that. And it says in verse 2, "And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage." Now Jesus was called there, so was his disciples. Now remember, two of John's disciples followed Jesus. Now these two, they were the disciples of Jesus, and others that they had led to Jesus, they also were his disciples. Both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. Verse 3, "And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, They have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it." Well, Mary recognized that Jesus was God, and that once again he had come to let people know that he was God, that he was the Messiah, that he was able to save them. His mother saith unto the servants, "Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it." Well, Jesus says to every person that those who come to him, he will in no wise cast out. When Jesus saves us, he saves us forever. And we need to listen to him. We need to listen to whatsoever he saith unto us, we're to do it, according to verse 5. Verse 6 goes on to say, "And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece." And we're going to stop here. And the next time we're going to look at these water pots, and we're going to see how that the Savior performed a miracle here, and how that the people standing around, they saw what had happened. And one other thing I want you to notice, that Jesus listened to his mother. Would to God that today young people would listen to their parents, and that is those parents who are saved. Would to God that we too would listen to our Heavenly Father and do as he says. Let's pray. Father, thank you today for this time we've had together. And I pray now, Lord, that your word would go forth. I know it will not return void. And I pray that your word would be exalted. And I pray that you would be exalted. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.